Why should voters return you to your job as city clerk?
Well, I'm a proven leader. I have what it takes to ensure that the process makes the proper advances. You know, this is a nonpartisan position, and it should not be politicized. That's very important. It's also important that you choose a leader that is highly ethical. These are all qualities and qualifications that I possess and have demonstrated during my tenure. And if you want progress to continue in a professional, ethical way, you want to return me back to the clerk's office.
What are some of the advancements you've made in the clerk's office that you're most proud of and have had the biggest effect on Detroit voters?
So the ones that I'm most proud of may not have a large effect on Detroit voters, but certainly on Detroit itself, and that's the establishment of the Archives Facility or the Archives Division. You see, as clerk, we are the keeper of all official documents in the city of Detroit. Those documents were spread all over the city in no kind of order, and in fact, the city was losing thousands of dollars in lawsuits because houses were being demolished without notification. Notification comes from the clerk's office. So we pulled all those 10,000 plus documents together in my first term, and we established an archives facility. So I'm most proud of that. But some of the other advances that we've made include we're the only municipality in the state of Michigan that has a free app that you can download to your smartphone. It's Vote, the number 4, Detroit. And on that app, you can actually request your absentee ballot. That app also tells you where you go to vote. If you were to go to the precinct, it gives you a sample ballot, and it hosts all your political composition, all the information that you would need right there in the palm of your hands. One of the other things that I'm most proud of is we are the only municipality in the state, I think Grand Rapids does it as well, but we allow for satellite voting. What is satellite voting? You can vote your absentee ballot in person a full month prior to Election Day, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, and some Saturdays. That's significant because we strategically put those satellite voting locations in areas that may be considered depressed, in areas where the turnout may not be as high as in other areas. So we can make it convenient for those voters to participate in the process.
What are the priorities if you're elected to yet another term?
There's a lot left to do. I'd like to expand satellite voting, if you will. I'd like to have no reason absentee voting. See, for me, you should be able to vote an absentee ballot simply because you request such. And also, I'm working with our state legislators because it is imperative that we update and modify our election laws. We're only one of 3 states that does not allow for human error in recounts, and that's ridiculous because the only way you're going to ensure purity of the process is that you're able to recount every transfer case upon request.
What else are you requesting or would you request from Lansing that would better the process and make voting more accessible and easy and have more trust from the voters here in Detroit? What else could Lansing do?
Same-day registration, voter registration. An individual should be able to register. If they go to the precinct and they want to vote and they find that they aren't a registered vote, they should be able to register at any time during the process.
Let's talk a little bit about 2016 because there were some issues in the state. The state came down and made some recommendations. Talk about how those were made and how you've addressed them.
So we've always maintained a good relationship with the state of Michigan. We meet with the state of Michigan at the top of the year. Every year we meet with the state director of elections. We've always maintained a good relationship, and they knew what issues would arise if the state ever had to have a state recount. That was not just an issue for Detroit. That was an issue for the entire state. Of course, being the largest municipality in the state, all eyes are on us. And that's okay, because we looked at what our deficiencies were. And I'm sure you read the audit, which, by the way, takes place anytime a state changes from one political party to another. When you go from blue to red or red to blue, you're always going to have a state audit. That's just standard operating procedures. I rather like the state audit in that it allows us to see what we've done right and what we need to improve in. And they said we conducted the election in the spirit of the law, that there was no improprieties that took place. But what did happen was there was poor performance at the precincts. And so we took that information and we revamped our entire training process. And did we work with the state? Absolutely. We always have. There's been nothing different as it relates to that.
So walk me through the changes in that training process. What did you have and what do you do now?
So the state requires that poll workers are required to be trained once every other year. We've always surpassed that. We've always trained prior to every election. So once before the primary and once before the general. But we found that was not enough, right? So now our supervisor poll workers train quarterly throughout the year in order to work for us on election day. And that's bode well for us because we saw in the primary significant improvement in the process on in August 2017.
Since you've been in office, we've seen a lot of changes in personal technology. Smartphones have come a long way, apps and expectations and access to the internet. How have you balanced incorporating new technologies with kind of the traditional roles of a clerk and what citizens in Detroit who aren't comfortable or have access to technology might be able to use?
So we have to remember when we talk about technology that 40% of Detroiters are not online. And so when knowing that, and you have to prepare to serve everyone, whether they're online or not. But we do a number of things. When I first took office in my first term, I offered laptops to all of the council members so they can receive the information, the papers from us, the supporting documents, their calendars and the like via email. Some of them didn't like it and they pushed back and they decided we're not going to use it. Others embrace it. This current council, we use iPads and most of them have their own and so they prefer it. We do those kinds of things. We put information online in terms of council proceedings, council's agendas, the actions that they've taken, and actual council meetings, the formal sessions. We have videos that are online so that people that are online and they want that information, they can easily acquire that information. But for those individuals that are not online, we maintain a very healthy, robust mailing list, and we mail those documents out to our constituents upon request.
We have a lot of new citizens in Detroit who may be comfortable speaking a different language. What has your office done to address maybe Spanish or Arabic speakers in the community?
So all of our instructions on our newsletters are in Spanish and Arabic, and we recruit very heavily translators from those communities. The Hmong community is another community that we've engaged and we've hired individuals from those communities because people feel better when they know that there's somebody that can speak their language and interpret what it is that they're really trying to say. So we have these special T-shirts. They're black, and they say that I'm a translator, and we use that for the various language and deficiencies or barriers that we may have in the communities.
And that's for poll workers?
That is for poll workers, that's at the polls. And then we do the direct mailing of our instructors of our newsletters in Arabic and Spanish.
As you're out campaigning, what do you hear from voters about the Office of City Clerk? How full of an understanding do they have of it? What are their biggest questions about what you do?
The biggest question I get is, when am I going to get my absentee ballot? I get that a lot. And I'm not surprised, but you might be surprised, Sandra, but many of the voters say thank you. They just say thank you because one thing I do is I work hard. I'm not a city clerk that sits up high and look down low. I get out there in the trenches. You'll see me carrying boxes. You'll see me setting up precincts. You'll see me delivering materials to our citizens. I'm a worker bee on purpose, and they appreciate that.
In essence, you're overseeing an election that you're also running in. How can you protect against the appearance of impropriety, or are there certain parts of the process you step back from when it's your name on the ballot?
No, I have to do my job. The charter says that I am required to do my job on election day, and that is to administer the election process. But I tell you, the only difference for me is running around to the various forums. But I shut those down by the end of October because my job is priority, and I must focus on that for the entire time after the campaigning. But, for me, it is what it is, you know.